Welcome. I will be talking about parental knowledge and beliefs about childhood obesity-related comorbidities today. First, I would like to recognize my research collaborators, Dr. Phillips, Dr. West, Dr. Bursak, Heath Gauss, Dr. Pulley, Jada Walker, and Dean Rosinski. This research was conducted at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences College of Public Health, and the project was supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. First, I'd like to say I have no relationships to disclose. Okay. Childhood obesity has become a public health concern in the United States and has become a serious concern, particularly for the state of Arkansas. Currently, we know that over 30% of U.S. children and adolescents are overweight or obese. In the state of Arkansas, around 38% of children and adolescents are overweight or obese. We know now that overweight children and adolescents are more likely to become obese as adults and suffer from obesity-related comorbidities. In this presentation, I will use the term overweight for adolescents at the 85 percentile above, which is consistent with the recent American Medical Association recommendations. The most recent NHANES study indicated that there are some disparities in childhood overweight. The survey indicated that non-Hispanic black adolescent females are more likely to have a higher BMI compared to non-Hispanic white adolescent females. Most troubling, if you look over a 30-year period, the prevalence of overweight has increased by 14% among black adolescents, which is double the amount among white adolescents. In Arkansas, the Legislative Act 1220 was enacted in 2003 to address the problem of childhood obesity in Arkansas. The act included an annual BMI measurements for all public school children and with a report that is sent to the parents, restricted access to vending machines in elementary schools, a statewide child health advisory committee was prescribed membership and specific charge to examine future policies, an establishment of a local nutrition and physical activity advisory committee to every school district, and also public reporting of vending revenues. We have an Act 1220 evaluation project, which annually evaluates the multiple dimensions of the Act 1220 legislation. One aspect of the evaluation includes telephone surveys that were conducted with families with children in randomly selected schools across Arkansas. So the purpose of the study is first to determine whether parents are aware of the associations between childhood overweight and the risk for a chronic disease, and to explore whether African-American parents differ from Caucasians in knowledge and beliefs about obesity-related comorbidities. African-Americans were the only minority group examined due to the small number of responders self-identifying as a racial group other than African-Americans. We had about 5% of the sample that was split among the racial categories of Asian, Native American, and other racial groups. The data were obtained from an annual cross-sectional telephone survey of randomly selected parents of Arkansas public school children. First, we stratified a random sample of public schools in Arkansas. Then we did a telephone survey of the parents who were listed in the zip codes included in that school, those schools' attendance zones. The survey had several questions that addressed knowledge and beliefs about obesity-related comorbidities. For the parental beliefs about comorbidities, two questions were asked. The first one was, how likely do you think that overweight children will develop one or more health problems because they are overweight? The second question was, how likely do you think that it is that overweight children will become overweight adults? The response choices were listed as very likely, somewhat unlikely, and very unlikely. For analysis, the response choices were dichotomized into very unlikely and somewhat unlikely category, and then a somewhat unlikely and very unlikely response category. The survey also had a two-part question, which particularly addressed the parental knowledge of health problems associated with childhood obesity. The question asks, do you know or have you heard about any health problems that can happen or occur when children are overweight? The parents were given the option of yes or no. If the parents answer yes, the question was asked, what health problems have you heard about happening to overweight children? And the free response answer was coded into the following categories: high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma and other respiratory problems, high cholesterol, or other. As you can see here, this is our parental demographics, and in year one, we had 1,551 parents that were administered the survey. And then in our year four, we had 2,202 parents that participated. About 80% of the parents self-identified themselves as Caucasian, and 15% of the parents identified as African American, which closely matches the demographics of Arkansas. Parents in both years had less than 40% who had a high school diploma with no college attendance or less. Okay, so now I'll review our main results. As you can see for the highlighted section, a high percentage of parents asserted their belief in the likelihood that overweight children will develop health problems due to their overweight status, with in year one at 98% likely, and year four at 98%. In addition, parents reported a high awareness of health problems associated with childhood obesity, with 94% for year one and 96% for year four. But however, when parents were asked to identify specific health problems associated with childhood obesity, very few parents identified asthma, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure as potential health problems. Of note, you can see that parents interviewed in year four were significantly more likely to mention diabetes and asthma as health problems for overweight children than in year four, but there were no significant increases this by year for high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Lastly, you can see that from year one to year four, there was a significant increase in the percentage of parents who asserted the belief that overweight children were more likely to become overweight adults. So if you look at these graphs here, you can see that the percentages of African Americans and Caucasians identifying diabetes as a potential health problem associated with obesity increased from year one to year four. Although the percentages increased from year one to year four for both races, the percentages of African Americans, which is the first bar graph over there, identifying diabetes as a potential health problem was lower than Caucasians for both year one and year four. For high blood pressure, you can see that the percentages of African Americans, Caucasians identifying high blood pressure as a potential health problem associated with obesity increased from year one to year four. Though the percentages increased from year one to year four for both races, the percentages of African Americans identifying high blood pressure as a potential health problem was higher than Caucasians for both year one and year four. So we decided to look at this a little deeper, and so we examined the racial groups further using multivariate analysis. We included in our model the year of the survey, which is our year one and year four. Then we also did the parental race, which was African American and Caucasian. And then we looked at parental education level, which was high school graduation or less, or greater than a high school graduation. As you can see here, in the comparison of African American and Caucasian parental awareness, race was significantly associated with identification of high blood pressure, such that African Americans were significantly more likely to identify high blood pressure as a potential health problem for overweight children than Caucasian parents, with an odds ratio of 1.8 and a p-value of 0.003. When examining diabetes, African American parents were significantly less likely to identify diabetes as a potential health problem for overweight children than Caucasian parents, with an odds ratio of 0.60 and a p-value of 0.003. When we're looking at the comparison of African American and Caucasian parental beliefs, looking at the association of the race and the belief that overweight children are more likely to become overweight adults, African American parents were significantly less likely to report that overweight children would become overweight adults. And you can see the odds ratio was 0.32 with a p-value of 0.003. There were no significant interactions that were found between race and year. In other words, the race differences were parents in both years, and the differences between race remained after adjustment for education level. Overall, parents had a high awareness of the likelihood of overweight children developing health problems due to their overweight status. In addition, parents reported knowing or hearing about health problems associated with overweight children. However, parents still had difficulty identifying specific health problems associated with overweight children. parents did show improvements in identifying diabetes and asthma as a health problem since 2003, which is the time of the inception of the Arkansas Legislative Act of 1220. But we don't know whether the increases in identification of those health problems are a result of the efforts of Act 1220 of 2003 or national efforts to combat childhood obesity. Our results indicated that African Americans were less likely to identify the association of obesity with diabetes, but African Americans were more likely to identify high blood pressure as a potential health problem for overweight children. This suggests that African Americans are receiving some health messages about obesity-related comorbidities. In addition, we did find that African Americans were nearly four times as likely to report that overweight children will develop health problems due to their overweight status. And because of this, we wanted to look a little bit more deeply into this, because we were trying to figure out why we have specifically some racial group differences between identifying diabetes versus high blood pressure. So we're going to look at that a little deeper. And we found that it has having an odds ratio of 3.8 with a p-value of 0.02. Finally, African Americans were less likely to report that overweight children will become overweight adults, which suggests that African Americans may have a lower awareness of the increased likelihood of overweight children becoming obese adults. In conclusion, our results suggest that parents are not fully aware of the range of health problems associated with childhood obesity, and there appears to be differences between racial groups with respect to the obesity-related comorbidities most likely to be identified. Several common health problems associated with overweight were seldomly identified by the parents, and we feel that public health messages should consider addressing the full range of obesity-related comorbidities, along with a targeted public health information about childhood obesity. Thank you. And also, you can see that our Act 1220 evaluation reports are done every single year, and there's just the website if you have information, if you're interested more in this.
Thank you very much. We will have time for questions following the last presentation. At this time,